welcome each one to this part of the service. Good to have all of you here. Good to have our visitors with us. We want to welcome you here and to join in with us in this part. It's been a blessing to be here. I've enjoyed the different parts of the service and the thoughts that were shared. And I want to, for a little opening meditation here, think a little bit about something that we visited a service last evening, and that got me to thinking. The title of the message we listened to was "Good Days in Troubled Times." And then this morning I was reading the Sunday school lesson, and you have Paul and Silas singing and praising God at midnight. So is that a good night in troubled times? I don't know how good they felt even in that situation, their feet in stocks. Maybe they were just doing that to as a way to keep their bearings or to keep their sanity. But what do we do? So this past week, did you have a troubled day? This past year, did you have troubled? Any of you have? What troubles me? I was thinking back over the last. What are my troubles? Dry weather, hot day, flat tire. You just name it. Water leak, busted water line. And I know there's different levels of troubles, but what is our trouble, or what makes us, what changes me from having a good day to I'm just not in a very good mood? It doesn't take much to make me snap. I want to think a little bit of a children's lesson here. Is there some kind person gave me a cookie or two here, and I'd like to give it to you. So do we have two children back there that would like a cookie, and you can eat it if your parents don't care then, or if you don't want you to wait, you have to wait. So do we have two or four that would like to have a part of a cookie? If we do, come up here, and I'll be glad to share it with you. We don't have anybody that wants one of these good cookies. Got one. Somebody want to help him with it? Got another one coming. Okay. All right. Good. Oh, well, we got two, four. Okay. You can come, Christopher. That's fine. We can do four here. So we're going to decide how we do this. I got this one, and so this one is, and we got another one here for you two. We've got brothers back here and friends here, cousins, right? Okay, so we got this cookie. I'm going to share. You're going to share this one. How are we going to share? Let me see. One of you want to? I know we got more, but this is a sharing here. So, which one of you want to break the cookie? Any volunteers? You break the cookie. Okay. Good deal. Okay. Now he's got. No, wait a minute. He's going to decide. You broke it. He's going to decide which piece he gets. Right? Okay. Okay. Derek, you choose your cookie. Oh, I see. Okay. That's good. You can take it back to your parents. And sit down. Now we got another one here. So who's gonna break the cookie? You're gonna break the cookie. There we go. Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, one thing I noticed is that the first one that broke the cookie, he wasn't paying too much attention because he was just gonna break the cookie, and he took the hand that he wanted, it was gonna pass it off. The second one was smart enough. When he broke the cookie, there was much care taken in where his hands were when that cookie was broken. And, you know, that's, and as parents, maybe you do that. I think it's a good thing to do. When my children, that's the way I did it, and my grandchildren, I try to do that. Whichever one breaks it, the other one gets to choose. And then I think another, you know, sometimes you give them something, it's good to tell them, let me have, you know, but I'd like to have some. And, you know, oh, you give them a candy bar or a cookie or something, then you say, I'd like to have. And it's, they go to the end, you know, get a little piece off. And we, sometimes, I wonder, it's easy to see, it's a selfish nature, but does it go away? Do we still struggle with that in maybe different ways? It doesn't take much, you know, that small piece of cookie might just give me a bad day, or at least a bad short amount of time. So let's turn to, for a few verses here, to 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 9, some beautiful verses here in Peter. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but now are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So what should dictate the kind of day that we're having? The size of the cookie we get? You know, we in the devotional, Lauren shared there, the debt that was paid is paid in full. I'm looking forward to what we're going to hear Brother Brian is sharing with us. But he says, ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and this is peculiar people in the King James. The New King James would say something more like a special people. That, what are we, what's that for? What should it do to us? Anybody, what's the last part? We should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And should that just be to those around us? Should that just be when we go visit somewhere, when we're in town, when we're visiting somewhere? That's when we show forth the praises. That's when we put on a pretty good air and we say hi and we're glad to give you something, or we want to help somebody, right? But what about right here, right? When we're brothers and we're having to break the cookie in half. Is that when we're showing forth the praises? And maybe we carefully go to the one side and make sure he gets the biggest piece instead of the smallest one. So what does it take? You know, Paul and Silas are having a pretty rough time, and they were showing forth the praises of him who had called them out of darkness into his marvelous light. We know that the Apostle Paul, he was struck by that light, and it changed his whole life. Everything changed. You know, there can be things that can be true. You know, there's times we don't feel that good, and there's times that maybe it's easy to, I'm just talking about in our own, we're human beings, and we have our health, you know, my back's hurting really, there's a lot of pain. There's something going on. It's hard to put on a smile, to feel good sometimes, to show forth these praises in those difficult times. And I'm not trying to minimize those kind of, you know, pain is pain and struggles are struggles. But where do we put our focus? Can we focus on, you know, what did Paul and Silas, what did they have to look forward to? Well, they had a lot to look forward to, a lot more persecution probably, but what is the motivating factor? What changes us? What makes us different? And I think a lot of times the challenge is right here among our own selves, as we work together, as we relate in our own families, in our own homes, in our own marriage relationships. How do we relate in those tough times? Can we have a good day in tough times? Is that possible? I believe we see a lot of scriptural examples. We have the example of Joseph in the Old Testament, and look at all the tough times that he faced, the difficult things that were totally out of his, there was nothing, he didn't do anything wrong. And, well, maybe he shouldn't have told his brothers the story about the sheaves that bowing down to him and stuff like that. There may be a few things he could have helped himself a little, I don't know, but I think it was the way God had a plan for Joseph. There was a reason the things happened like they happened. But Joseph had a heart for God. Joseph had a heart to doing right. Joseph, when temptation hit him, he ran. He was, and look what good came out of that. You know, here he goes to jail, sits in jail. But we see the overall picture. We can see the whole thing. Joseph, for years, just took one step at a time. It was one difficulty after difficulty. And he couldn't see that big picture. And sometimes I think in our lives, we can't see the big picture. But can we focus on the blessings that we have, focus on that we are a part of that chosen generation? We can be a part of that. I trust we are. If we aren't, let's become a part of that. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a special people, set apart to God, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let's stand together for prayer. Brother Brian, you want to come up here?